Today's shiur is in Masechta Erev and Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line with the words Tashma. In yesterday's Gemara, we learned the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Hani de Beis Shmuel, whether someone who inherited property on Shabbos as a result of his father dying on Shabbos could be mevatel rishus, could relinquish his rights on Shabbos or not. Rav Nachman said he could relinquish his rights. He could be mevatel rishus because he is an extension of his father, as the Gemara called it, bro kara davua. Just like his father could be mevatel rishus on Shabbos if he had not been part of the erev before Shabbos, so too his son. However, Hani de Beis Shmuel disagree, and they hold only the father could have been mevatel rishus because he could have been part of the erev. The son, who could not be part of the erev before Shabbos because he did not own the property before Shabbos, can likewise not be mevatel rishus on Shabbos. The Gemara now questions Rav Nachman, who said the yoresh, the inheritor, could be mevatel rishus. Tashma, come in here. A brief introduction before we get into the actual brisa that the Gemara brings. The Gemara is going to be discussing nichse hager, the property of a ger. We all know the rule that gershin is gayer kikotin shenayla dummy, that once a person becomes a ger, he loses halachically all his relationships with those he was related to before he became a ger. And thus, if a ger, for example, dies without any children, so he has no yorshim, no inheritors according to Torah law, and the nichse hager, the property of a ger, is hefker. So that is the first thing we have to know about our Gemara. We're speaking about nichse hager, which are hefker. And the Gemara is going to bring a brisa which has difficulty exactly understanding the simple pshat in the brisa. And the Gemara will ultimately say that the meaning of the brisa is the following. There were two people in a granary, and one was a regular Jew and one was a ger. And the ger died before Shabbos, and a third Jew was machzik b'nichse hager. He took possession of the property of the ger, but he did it on Shabbos. And that was from the time that the ger died until in the middle of Shabbos, this property was hefker. No one had acquired it. So the Gemara is of the opinion that the nichse hager will be equal to the situation we had yesterday of a yorish whose father died on Shabbos. And whatever opinion we hold, Nageya Yorish dying on Shabbos, the same will apply to the case of someone who's Zoche and Nichse Ager. And here's where we make a jump. The jump is that this will even apply to the Nichse Ager where the Ger died before Shabbos. By a Yoresh, if the father had died before Shabbos, then there would not be a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Hani de Beis Shmuel. Because since it's before Shabbos, and the Yoresh was Zoche in his father's Nechasim, who had died, so Avada, even the Hani de Beis Shmuel would agree that the Yoresh on Shabbos, if he had not been part of the Erev before Shabbos, of course he could be Mevatel Rishus, because he is a interested party here. He had been Zoch in the Nechasim before Shabbos. Here, however, by the Nichse Hager, the Gemara equates the Nichse Hager, where the Ger dies before Shabbos, and the Zoche, the one who made possession of the Ger's Nechasim, did not do it until Shabbos. The Gemara says that that's exactly the same idea of the Yoresh whose father dies on Shabbos. Why does the Hani de Beis Shmuel consider it that he cannot be Mevatel de Rishus on Shabbos? Because he had no connection to this whole field and the Mavi, because before Shabbos he had not yet received ownership, So too in the Nichsei Hager, where the person could have taken ownership, but he didn't. He waited till Shabbos, so he was not a ball player. He's not part of the action here, because before Shabbos it's Hefker, and he had not made acquisition of it. So therefore the Gemara equates the two. If you look down at the bottom, Tosfos, Toshma Yisrael Vager, says Tosfos, the last line on Amud, Kesavar Rava, the Mikoyach Hager Choshev Kemo Yoresh, the Havikari Davua, the Ilav Hochi Lekasha Midi L'Rav Nachman. What's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying that we are equating the case of Ger who dies before Shabbos to a Yoresh on Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Nachman, who's of the opinion that it's Kari Davua, that the Yoresh on Shabbos can go in place of his father and be Mevatel Rishus, even though he had no Shaychus here before Shabbos, and he couldn't have been part of the Erev. Likewise, by the Ger, he's considered as if halachically the Ger is like his father. He's coming mikoyach the Ger. And just like the Ger could have made an Erev before Shabbos, so Rav Nachman would be of the opinion that on Shabbos, the Zoche b'nichse Ger can likewise be Mevatel Rishus. And the opposite, the Hanid Bei Shmuel, who held that in the case of a Yoresh, he could not be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, because he had no connection to the Erev before Shabbos. So by Nichsei Ager, where you were not Zoche in the Nichsei Ager before Shabbos, you left it Hefker, Huadin, you cannot be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, because you couldn't have made the Erev before Shabbos. That's how the Gemara is equating these two halachas. Now we're ready to begin the Gemara. Tashma, Yisrael v'ger, there was a Yisrael and a ger, Shruyim b'megura achas. They were living together in one granary, and as Rashi explains, that there were doors that were going outside into the chotzer, and therefore they shared a common chotzer, and each one, the ger to the Jew, back and forth, would aser carrying there between each other, unless a bona fide Erev was made between them. And there was an Erev, but umeis ger, the ger died. Now, the halach is as follows. Mi boy joim, if the ger died, mi boy joim, and now we turn to ayin aleph amid aleph. And now, the language here is going to be difficult. For simple pshat in the brisa, the Gemara is going to ask various questions until we get to the case which I mentioned before, that the ger died before Shabbos, and the Yisrael, the third Jew in this story, was machzik the nechasim on Shabbos. That's going to be the final pshat of the Gemara, but till we get there, we have to work through this case. So the way the Brisa originally is written, it says the following: Afal pi shehichzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav, when the ger died before Shabbos, even though another Jew, a third Jew, took possession of his nechasim on Shabbos, oyser, he prohibits carrying over there. This third Jew prohibits carrying over there in the chatzer. And Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask right away, what do you mean, afal pi shehichzik Yisrael acher? It would seem that certainly if loy hichzik Yisrael acher, but even if hichzik Yisrael acher, it's oyser. Why? If loy hichzik Yisrael acher, what's the case? The ger died, and the chatzim are hefker. If no one else took possession of it, what do you need an erev for? The remaining Jew is in the field all by himself. So why should it be usher at all? So this whole lashon afal pi we see is a difficult lashon. The Gemara is going to explain it in a minute. The second halach of the Braisa, which is also difficult in Pashup Shat, is the following. Mishach HaShecha, if the ger died once it became dark after Shabbos, afal pi, even though Shaloi Hichzik Yisrael Acher, even though a third Jew was not machzik, did not take possession of the field on Shabbos, Einoi Oyser, he does not usher. So again, Afal pi shaloi hichzik would seem to indicate that certainly if hichzik Yisrael, it doesn't aser. And now we have to ask ourselves, where does it aser more, when loy hichzik or hichzik? Of course, logically, there's more problems when you have somebody else involved. So how can you say afal pi shaloi hichzik and certainly hichzik when the svar is just the opposite? Hichzik is more reason to aser than loy hichzik. The Gemara again is going to say the pshat here in a minute. So now we start explaining the brisa. Hoguf akasha. Let's go to the reisha. You said in the reisha amrat miboy diyoim, if the ger died before Shabbos, afal pi shehichzik, even though a third Jew was machzik in his property. So what are you saying? Afal pi shehichzik, it asers. So kal v'chomer. certainly the loyme boy kilayesik. If a third Jew was not masik, then certainly it would be problematic. Adarabba, kiloy hechsik loy usser. The ger died, no other Jew took over. Who's left? The other Jew is left. If the other Jew is left alone, then why should there be a problem here? What do you need an erev to begin with? Why is carrying in the chutzner now usser? So adarabba, kiloy hechsik loy usser. Amarapapa, aimly, you have to say, you're right. Afal pi shaloy hechsik. Even though he wasn't machsik. In other words, certainly if he was machsik, he ussers. But even if he wasn't machsik, he also ussers. So the Gemara asks, how could you say it's talking about lo yichsik? It says in the Reisha, afal pisha hichsik. So the Gemara is going to conclude, hachi kamar, as we said, this is the final case of the Gemara. What it means to say is the following. Afal pi, and the way Rashi explains it, it's a chsuri machsuri. There are words missing. In other words, the top line of the Gemara on this Amud, afal pi shehichsik Yisrael, we're going to say like this. Afal pi, we're going to put in words, shaloi hichsik Yisrael, he wasn't machsik it when mi boy joim, ela mishach hashecha, he waited till nighttime, and now that all was the chsuri machsuri. Afal pi, even though he wasn't machsiket before Shabbos, he was only machsiket on Shabbos. Kiven the havale lahachsik mi boy joim oyser. That is explaining the last three words. Shehichsik Yisrael acher. Shehichsik means he could have been machsiket on Friday. So this is how we're learning. Afal pi, even though he didn't do it before Friday, he waited till Shabbos. And what does the end mean? Shehichsik Yisrael acher means, but he could have. He potentially could have. So the halacha is oyser. Now, first of all, when the Gemara thought two lines before, when the Gemara thought that the pshat is not afal pi chsuri mechsuri, words are missing, like we just explained, but the Gemara thought we should change it to loy hichsik. So the Ritva says that the Gemara really could have asked if it's loy hichsik, why should it in fact be oyser? Again, our question, how could you say you should be goyris afal pi shaloi hichsik? And certainly by hichsik it's usher, but even if loy hichsik is usher, if loy hichsik, why should it be usher? So really the Gemara could have asked that question. The Gemara is like asking a better question. How could you say that pshat when the words don't say that? The words say hichsik, how could you put in loy hichsik? That's how the Ritva learns. Really, we could learn a different way. We could learn the Gemara, Rapapa meant to answer what the Gemara eventually answered with the Chsuri Mechsuri. But the originally Rapapa said, it's loy hichsik until at night. The Gemara says, but the words don't say that. The words say hichsik. So finally, the Gemara says, hachi kamar, what Rapapa means to answer is that we have to squeeze words into this case and make it a whole new case. The bottom line of this Gemara is that if a ger dies erev Shabbos, and he leaves over one Jew in the chutzner, and a third Jew waits till Shabbos begins until he's machzik in the nechasim, then this third Jew prohibits carrying over there. This is what the case is. First of all, just to point out a question which perhaps needs more iyun, and that is, how could you be machzik b'nichsei ager on Shabbos? In order to be machzik in a property, you have to do a malacha, you have to do charisha, you have to plow, you have to do something to show that you're an owner. Perhaps, but this is nichsei hefker, it's nechasim of ager, so perhaps there, hishtamshus alone, just living in the property, walking around the property, using the property, without being over one of the lamatas malachas on Shabbos, perhaps that's good enough. Vetzarechin, we have to look into the shaila further. But now, what's the Gemara trying to say with this whole thing? The Gemara is trying to say, the way we learned according to Tosfos at the beginning of the shir today, the Gemara is trying to say, now that we've equated, as explained, Nichsei Hager with a Yorish, meaning that a Yorish on Shabbos, who could not, when his father died on Shabbos, he could not have taken part of the Erev before Shabbos when his father was alive because he had no shaychus here. And yet, Rav Nachman says that on Shabbos he's brought karet avua and he's allowed to be mevatel on Shabbos. So someone who's machzik b'nichsei ager when on Shabbos and the ger himself died before Shabbos, So he's in the same situation. He had no connection here before Shabbos because he was not machzik in the Nechsei Ager before Shabbos. So the halacha is he asers. Now, this is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because we learned yesterday halacha of miktzah Shabbos kekuli Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos kivin shahutra hutra. If the situation at the beginning of Shabbos was that it's mutter to carry here, it stays mutter. So here, at the beginning of Shabbos, if the ger died before Shabbos, it's nichsei hefker. There's only one Jew remaining in the field. Why should it be us or later if someone lived in the field during Shabbos and he takes over the field? Since Shabbos started, behatur, it should continue behatur. So that's the chiddush of this whole sugya here, that since I had a potential, if I had wanted, so 5 hours earlier when it was still Friday, before Shabbos, I could have been machzik in the field, so in Mela, I'm considered enough that I can usher upon you. We don't say this is an exception to the rule of kivin shehutra hutra. So I usher. Now ask the Gemara, if so, The Gemara is going to ask, what does Rav Nachman do with this brisa? According to Rav Nachman, why can't the machzik b'nichsei ager be mevatel? Just like a yorish can be mevatel when he yarshened on Shabbos, the machzik b'nichsei ager should also be able to be mevatel. That's going to be the Gemara's question on Rav Nachman. But meanwhile, the Gemara goes back to explain the seifa of the brisa. What was the seifa of the brisa? Mishach hasheicha, if the ger died when it got dark, afal pishaloi hichsik yisrael acher. Even though another Jew was not machzik in it, it doesn't aser. So the Gemara again questions the language. What are you trying to say? Certainly kihichzik. If you were machzik in the nechzei ger, certainly you don't aser. Adarabba, kihichzik aser. Where is there more swore to say something's aser? When loy hichzik yisrael or hichzik yisrael? Avada hichzik. So how do you make the afal pi shaloy hichzik? It should be the opposite. So the Gemara wants to say the same thing. The Gemara says, Amra Papa, Ema, Afal Pishichsik. You're right, change it around. Frey the Gemara of Afal Pishalayichsik Tani, but it doesn't say that. So we have to again put in words, Chsuri Mechsuri, like we had before. Hachi Kamar. Even though the Yisrael did take it over when it gets dark, since when did the ger die over here? He died on Shabbos. Now, could I have been machzik b'nichsei ager on Friday? No. Why? Because the ger was still alive and he owned the property. So memela, now it's a classical case of kivin shehutra hutra. Since Shabbos came in and what? And the ger owned the property on Shabbos. And he had made an eriv with the other Jew. So now, even though the ger died on Shabbos, and now this third Jew took over the property, he doesn't aser anymore, even though he didn't make an Erev. He doesn't aser because you're working with the field, with the halachas that were there at the beginning of Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, the ger was still alive. Kivin shehutra hutra. So in the ratio, we don't say kivin shehutra hutra, because since he died Erev Shabbos, and I could have been machzik b'nichsei ager Erev Shabbos, I aser. In the seifa, since the ger was alive when Shabbos started, kivin shehutra Hutra. So that's the pshat in the brisa. Ketani mias. But what do we learn anyway? Reisha in the reisha. Oyser. It says that I aser. Why do I aser? Because I could have been yarshin before Shabbos. Am I oyser? Why does this person who was zoich ben seger aser nevatel? As Taisa said, we're being medama someone who's zoicha b'nichsei ager to a yoirish who yarshins his father on Shabbos. Just like by yarshining on Shabbos, you say bra karet avua, and even though I had no shachas with the erev before Shabbos, I can be mevatel mikayach my father on Shabbos. So if I'm zoicha b'nichsei ager on Shabbos, even though I didn't do it before Shabbos and I had no shachas with the erev before Shabbos, likewise I should be able to be mevatel. And here you see, you can't be mevatel shver on Rav Nachman. The chayritz a riot to who? To Hani debay Shmuel. So the Gemara says the same tarets like we gave yesterday. My oyster diktani. You know what it means? It's usher. Achi vatel. You're right. Avad on Shabbos, I do have the koyach to be mevatel because I'm coming mekoyach the ger, and the ger, were he alive today and he had not made an erev before Shabbos, he could have been mevatel. I'm coming mekoyach. I can also be mevatel. So what does it mean? Oyster means until I'm mevatel, it assers. Rabbi Yochanan has a whole different approach to answer this brisa and also the brisa that we brought yesterday. The problem was that it says oyser and it should be able to help bittul according to Rabbi Nachman. No, really bittul would help, but this is going according to Beis Shammai. Mani Beis Shammai, this is going according to Beis Shammai. The Amri that they say, ain bittul rishus b'shabbos. You cannot be mevatel rishus on Shabbos. You have to be mevatel rishus before Shabbos. That's why it doesn't work here. But ain echanami, if we would go like Beis Hillel who disagree and they hold you can mevatel rishus on Shabbos, avare would be mutter because a yoyrish or habo menichsei ger, zoyche menichsei ger, could be mevatel on Shabbos. This is not. We learned in a Mishnah. Me'emes I noisim rishus. When can I give bittul rishus? Be'sham rami by jam. I have to do it before Shabbos. Be'sil loy mishnah tashu. Be'sil says once it gets dark. Omar Ula, my time at the Beis Hillel. What is the reason of Beis Hillel? The problem is, you're making a kinyan on Shabbos. You're giving away your rights, and there's a kinyan on Shabbos. How can you make a kinyan on Shabbos? As Rashi points out, that the last Rashi right before the mission of the Dami Lamekahu Memkar. If it's a kinyan, then it's like business on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. So how does Beis Hillel allow it? Nasekoimer klach etzel yafis. So Rashi brings down the Gemara above Metzia that if a Baal Bayis found someone who was doing truma, and he had not told the person to take off the truma, and he says to, and I don't know if the Baal Bayis really is masking with what this person is doing or not. So if he says to him, why didn't you go to the better ones? You should even for the mitzvah of truma given the better ones, if there are better ones. So that's a gilui das, that he's very satisfied what the person did, and he's even telling him, you know what, if you would have asked me, I would have even given more. So certainly I mask him with what you gave, but you could have even had better ones. So if there are better ones, it's a good truma. So we say that it's gilui das that retroactively, from the time that the person took the truma, that it was a bona fide truma. So just like we say by truma, it's retroactive that from the beginning it was a good truma. So to over here, this is the answer. You're right. This is a kinyan. And really, you can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. But since it's retroactive, then it's considered as if he gave the bittul rishus already before Shabbos began. Since on Shabbos he did it, it shows he's nicha before Shabbos, so that a kinyan is starting before Shabbos. There's no problem with making a kinyan on Shabbos. Amar Abaya. Abaya doesn't like this teretz. Why? Meis nachri b'Shabbos, my klach etzel yafisika. In a case where a goy dies on Shabbos, and we didn't rent the rishus from the goy before Shabbos, and he assers carrying in this property on Shabbos. So once the goy died, and the halach is that you're allowed to be mevatel rishus in order to carry on Shabbos, but there you can't say, oh, it's good retroactively. Retroactively, it wouldn't work the bittul rishus because the goy would assur that you didn't rent the property from the goy. So you see, it doesn't work retroactively. Elamai, it's working on Shabbos itself. The question comes back, it's a kinyan, you can't do it on Shabbos. Elohacha b'hakamifukli. The question is this in fact a inyan nageya kinyanim or not? The Shammai savri bittul rishus mikna rishusu. I am being makna rishus. Mikna rishus, you can't do on Shabbos. Domer l'mekechum emker. Mikna rishus b'Shabbos asur. But beisil savri staluki rishusu b'almu. And I'm not making a kinyan, I'm just relinquishing my rights. I'm just taking away something. I'm not giving you something. So therefore, staluki rishus b'Shabbos sharper dummy, that you're allowed to. So this is the swara of Beis Hillel. Why you're allowed to do it, it's not considered a kinyan Shabbos. And ein echanami, Rav Nachman would hold that, according to Beis Hillel, that a Yoyrish could do it also, or someone who comes Mikoyach Nichse Ager could do it as well, except these brises were going according to Beis Shammai, that it is usher to, because it's a Kenyan, Beis Shammai holds, and it's usher to do it on Shabbos. The next Mishnah has to do with Shtufim Mevoya. Shtufim Mevoya is the same to a mavui as a ruvi chatzeris is to chatzerim, that just like by a chotzer you have batim that you have to get everybody together like it's one rishus in order to carry from the batim to the chotzer. So if I have a few chatzeris that surround a mavui, I have to get everybody, all the bnei of the various chatzerim all together, so that we can jointly carry in the mavui together. We've learned before the one difference between Shtufim Mevoyos and Eruv HaChatzeris is that Eruv HaChatzeris you have to use pas, and shtuvim voyesh, you could use yayin or other foods or other mashke, as we will see in the Mishnah here. The Mishnah here is discussing what happens if people are shutvim already in wine. They didn't have the shutvas because they were making shtuvim voyesh. They happened to be partners in wine. Is that sufficient enough to be considered a shtufim of a voice or not? Says the Mishnah, Bala Bayashoy shutuv l'shchenav. He had two neighbors on either side of him, and he was a shutuv with both of them, l'zebiyayin l'zebiyayin. He was a shutuv with one side with wine and with the other side, the other chatzar on the other side with wine. Einan srichin la'arev. You don't have to make a Erev. Now, the Meiri says that the simple pshat, later in the Gemara we'll see that one man the Yomer says that this does mean Eruv v'chatzeres, but the simple pshat is that here the word la'arev means shtufim mevoyes. Except, like we said, Eruv v'chatzeres t'chatzerim and batim is the same as shtufim mevoyes to a mavui with various chatzes around. So it borrows the term of Erev, but really it means here shtufim mevoyes. So the Mishnah is saying that if you have a partnership with both parties in the same commodity, which is wine, so then you don't have to make a separate shtufim of voice. You were already yaitse with that shutvas. But what happens lezebiyan lezebishemen? But if the one neighbor you have a partnership in wine, the other neighbor you have a partnership with oil, tzrich la'arev, then you do have to make a shtufim of voice because you're not considered all one partner together because it's two different commodities. Now the Gemara actually is going to say two pshatim, what the chilek is between the Reisha and the Seifa. One pshat is because wine, one pshat is that wine and wine is normally kept together in one keli, and therefore there's no problem, whereas yain and shemen are in two different kelim. And therefore, once it's in two different kelim, it doesn't work. Even though Rashi points out, we learned earlier in the Masechta and Daf Memtes, that you could put an Erev Chatzeris in two separate kelim. If he filled up one kelim and he had too much bread, you could use a second one, and it's not a problem. That's how Beis Hillel holds, and we passing like Beis Hillel. But here is different. Why is here different? Because here you're not making a shtufim of voice. You're using a regular partnership. A regular partnership, then you can't have it in two kelim. You have to have it in one keli. If you want to be yaitzei shtufim mevoyes through this partnership, has to be in one keli. The second pshat in the Gemara is going to be that it's not a difference between one keli and two kelim, it's a difference whether it's compatible commodities, wine and wine, or it's not compatible commodities, wine and oil. So according to the first pshat, Lumashul, if you would have two chavios of wine, it would also not be good, because he's just using wine and wine, because that's normally what you keep together in one. But let's say you would keep the wine and wine in two, it wouldn't be good, because the ikar chilek is one or two. According to the second pshat, the ikar chilek is it compatible or is it not compatible? Continues the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer, Echadzeh v'Echadzeh, Einan Tzrichin La'arev. That simple pshat of the Mishnah would be that whether it's wine and wine or whether it's oil and wine, you do not have to make a shtufim mevoyes. It's a good partnership. The Gemara is going to ask on this because the Gemara feels that wine and oil, you cannot say it's one partnership. How does that work? And we're going to see how the Gemara will explain it in the Gemara. Starts the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav said, Ubekli Echad, that which the Mishnah says, that wine and wine, you don't have to make a separate shtufim mevoyes, that's only with one keli. Amar Rava, agrees with Rav, and he brings a Rav from our Mishnah. Dekanami, I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah, the Gittani. Lezebi, Yain, Lezebi, Shem, and Srikhal Arv. The Seif of the Mishnah said, if one is a partner in wine, and the other I have a partner in oil, I do have to make a shtufim mevoyes. So, Amar Bishlam, a Reisha, Bekli, Echel, the Seif, Bishnei, Kalim. If the Reisha is one keli and the Seif is two kalim shaper, then it's a good difference. Eliyamid Reisha b'shnei kalim v'seifa b'shnei kalim. But if the Reisha and the Seifa are both speaking about shnei kalim, mali yain v'yain, mali yain v'shemen. So what's the difference if it's two kalim and you tell me two kalim in the Reisha are good? So then two kalim in the Seifa should also be good. He doesn't see, Rava doesn't see any difference if it's wine and wine or wine and oil. So Elamai, the Reisha must be speaking B'davka in one keli. That's why it's a good partnership. And you don't need a regular shtufim voice. The Seifa is speaking about two kalim. But Eina Chanami, if the Reisha wine and wine was in two kalim, it also would not be good. It has to be in one keli. So that's right. According to him, it's just Urcha de Milsa, it's normal to speak, where would you normally have in one keli? You normally would have wine in one keli, not wine and oil. Amalei Abaye said, no, I disagree. Yayin v'yayin roi la'arif. Yayin v'shemenei roi la'arif. No, the chilek is not wine, one keli or two kelim. The chilek is it compatible, is it not compatible? So you could talk to have them in two separate kelim. If they could mix together like wine and wine, so then it's a good erev, even if it's in two kelim. And if it's normally not put together in one keli, like wine and oil, then it is not considered a good shit of obvious. Tosis points out, even though we learned early in the Masechta that for Eruv HaTzeres, Mazen Shtei Sudas, you can have different food things mixed together. That's because you're, again, the same thing like we had before. That's when you're putting it down L'chatchila for an Eruv. But here we want to use a substitute for the Shtufim of voice, a Shutfus that's already existing. If it's already existing, it has to be Bedavka either in one Keli or according to the second Pshat, it has to be two compatible things like wine and wine. La'loch l'maisa, we use both chumras, that it has to be in one keli plus it has to be wine and wine together. Continues the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer echadzeh v'echadzeh ein shrich la'arif. Pashut pshat that even wine, even oil and wine, you do not have to make a separate shtufim v'vois. That shutfis is good enough. Frag the Gemara of Afil Lezeh B'yayin Lezeh B'shemen. The Gemara says logically that it's not correct, because if one is wine and one is oil, it should not be considered a good Shtufim Mevoyis. So therefore, the Amar Rabba said, Hach of Mayaskinen, here's where we're talking about B'chot Shebein Shtei Mevoyis. We're not talking about a case of three partners, three neighbors who are trying to carry into one mavui, but rather the case is where you, as we have a diagram and an art scroll or other sources where you have the one chotzer is between the two mavuis. It's similar to the case which we had earlier in the Masechta, where you have three fields and A, B, C, and A and B made an Erev together, B and C made an Erev together, but A and C did not make an Erev together. And as if you recall, what was Rav Shimon Latamei? Rav Shimon goes according to his reason. This nun, we learned in a Mishnah, Amar Rav Shimon, Lama Dover Daima, what is that Inyan that we were speaking about there? There we're speaking about the Arba Amos that each person has. What is it comparable to? L'sholosh Chatzeres, the three fields, Hapsucha Zulazu, they're open one to another. Upsuchas Rishus Aram, they're also open to the Rishus Aram. Irvu Shtayim Achetzayinus Imam Tzoyis, if the two outer ones, A and C, made an Erev with B, He Muteresimo Han, Vehe Muteresimo, so B can carry to A and to C, and A can carry to B, and C can carry to B, but Ushtayim Achetzonis Asur Zum Zu. Rav Shimon says that A and C are not allowed to carry one to the other, but as Rashi points out, we're not Goyzer on B, that you can't do activity with A and C, because maybe A will come to carry to C, and C will come to carry to A. That we're not Goyzer. So that's what Rav Shimon is saying over here in the Mishnah. Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Ein Shrich La'arev means that A and B, or B and C, don't have to make a separate Erev. Because A and C will not be able to carry one to another, but B and A and B and C, they could bring things back and forth. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah, will Ein Echanami argue? What will the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan, if they're speaking about the same case, they will hold, as they do earlier in the Masechta, that everything is usher. Why? Because if you allow A with B and B with C, you'll also come to carry from A to C. So they ushered everything. That's why it says over here, Tzorach La'arev, they have to make a regular, a Ruvei Chatzeres, or Shtufei Mevoyis. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said, Mi Dami, how can you compare it? What do you want to compare to Rav Shimon Lishitasai from earlier in the Masechta? But what does it say earlier in the Masechta? Earlier in the Masechta it says that the two outer ones, A and C, are usher to each other. Here in our Mishnah it doesn't say anything about A and C. You're going to say the oil guy is like C, and the A is shachin, is the yain shachin is like A. Very nice pshat. But then it should say in the Mishnah that at least A and C are rushing to each other. It doesn't say it. So the Gemara says it means it. Hachik tani ein shrich amle abayim midami hasim tani shtaymachsam asuris
Hachitani ain't shrichim la'arv klal. That's his kashabai. Here it's mashma that you don't need any Erev at all. You don't need any shtufim avoyis at all. But if it's Rav Shimon l'shitasoi, A and C should require my, and for the Gemara, my and shrichim la'arv, shcheinim bari balabayis. The shcheinim of the middle one, of the chatzar, who's attached to the tomb of voice, so those tomb of voice don't have to make an Erev with A. B can, they don't have to make an Erev with B, because B can carry to C, and B can carry to A, and vice versa. But einich avo shcheinim bari adari shikim la'arev, the two shcheinim, which means the outer ones, A to C, einich nami, they're going to have to make an error. So this is how he learns up the Mishnah here, the Machloikas, Rav Shimon, and the Rabbat. Now we turn to the Ayin Alpham of Beis. Rabbi Yosef says, no, I disagree, as the Ritva explains. Let's go back to our original pshat. We're not speaking about a chutz between two voyim, but rather we're speaking about the case that we started. Three chatzerim going into one mavui. And you asked me a question... how, in fact, could Rav Shimon be matter oil and wine and say that you don't have to make a shtufim mevoyos? There's no partnership of one commodity. How does that work? So the answer is, it's totally in another machloikis. Rav Shimon Rabbanan beplukted Rav Yechon ben Nuri Rabbanan kemefugi. Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah are arguing the machloikis of Rav Yechon ben Nuri Rabbanan, which we had earlier in Mesech the Shabbos and Daf Heimet Beis, Daf Kuf. We had this machloikis brought down. This time we learned to the Mishnah in Tful Yoyim. Shemen shetzaf al gabi yayin, if you have oil that is floating on top of wine, the nugget Tful Yoyim b'shemen, and a Tful Yoyim has a din of a sheni l'tumma, and he passels truma. A person who went to the mikveh from his tumma, and he did not yet have hair of shemesh. So the halacha is that if he touches truma, it passels the truma. Passels means that it cannot infect something else. It cannot be metamis something else. But it itself remains passel, it remains tameh. So if a tvul yoim touched the oil, and that oil was floating on the wine, so the question is, does that passel, does he asser, is he passeling the wine as well? All that he passels is only the oil itself. Why? Because the oil and the wine are considered not attached to the one to another. That they're both connected one to the other, and therefore that he's machmer, and if the tful yom touched the oil, he would passel the wine as well. It's all considered one beverage. Rabbanan ka Rabbanan, Rab Shimon ka Rab Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Rabbanan of our Mishnah who say, the Rabbanan of our Mishnah who say that yayin and oil is not considered a shutfis, because they hold, like the Rabbanan over there, that by touching the oil, you're not touching the wine. So it's two commodities. Two commodities. Here is a chumra that there's no shutfis, and you need, you're going to need a shtufim of voice. Ma'ashankin Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says even oil and wine, you don't need a shtufim of voice. Why? Because he holds like Rab Yochanan, Rab Yochanan ben Nuri, that it's all one thing. If you touch the oil, it's like touching the wine. If it's the same beverage, then it's a good for shtufim of voice as well. What do we pass in halacha? The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. Even though we have a rule, kedivrei hamekel be erevin, but the Meforshim explain on the Rambam that since the Gemara here was toila this Rabbanan in the Rabbanan of Tful Yoyim, and by Tful Yoyim over there, we paskin like those Rabbanan, that by touching the oil, you do not metame, you do not passel the wine, it's considered two commodities. So over here it'll come out of chumra by Erevin that you have to make a shtufim of voice because it's not considered one shutvis because the oil and the wine are two separate commodities. Tanya, we learned on a brisa, a third opinion. We had so far the Rab Shimon's opinion, we had the Rabbanan's opinion, and now we have a new opinion of Rab Lazar ben Tatoi. Tanya, Rab Lazar ben Tatoi, Omer, Echadzev, Tzrichalarv. Not only oil and wine need Erev, they go to the other chumra that even wine and wine will need a shtufim of voice. Frag the Gemara of Afil Lezebiyayin, Lezebiyayin. Are you saying that Rav Lazar ben Tatoi would be machmer even if there's a shutvis of wine with one neighbor and wine with another neighbor, that they're still going to have to make a shtufim of voice? The Gemara considers that not logical. So the Amar Rabbah, so Rabbi said, I'll tell you the following. If each one comes with his jug and he pours it into one container. By the way, before I go on, I forgot a very important Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayos. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayos says that that's which the Gemara is Toila. The Machloek is Rabbanan and Rab Shimon in the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon, Rab Yochanan ben Nuri, whether oil and wine is considered one drink or it's considered two separate drinks. That's only according to Abaya, who makes the chilek on Amid Aleph between wine and wine and wine and oil. But if you say the chilek in our Mishnah is between the Reish and the Seifa, whether it's in one keli or whether it's in two kelim, then there wouldn't be any nafkamina. This machlokes is not negeya. Even let us say that it's considered two beverages, but the two beverages are in one keli. If the two beverages are in one keli, avadit would be considered a shut for Sezer of Kiveger. Now getting back to Rab Lazar ben Tadoi, the rabbi explains according to Rab Lazar ben Tadoi, avada, if each one would come with his jug of wine and pour it into one large barrel of wine, the shafach kuli alma loy pliga the havier avada, that would be a good erev. You're right. If it's wine and wine in one barrel, that's a shutfus. You don't need a separate shtufim of voice. Keep pleading going shalach hu chavis shal yayin b'shutfus. They bought a chavis of yayin b'shutfus. Rab Lazar ben Tadoi sover ein breira. Rabbanan savri yesh breira. So the Ritva says that this is loshen echad vinyanoi mischalif, which means Eve, as Tosfos points out here, divrei amaskal Rab Lazar ben Tadoi, ein zekein breiras to b'chol duchta, because always what is breira machlok is yesh breira ein breira. Do we say that lemafreya it was whatever it is now? Do we say that matziv was lemafrey as well? But here we're trying to say when we use the word ein breira, it means you never find out. It's not a question the way it was before, the way it is now. If you hold ein breira in our Gemara, we're using a terminology like a play on words, but we don't really mean the halacha of breira. Yesh breira means in our Gemara that each one who took, they took a shutfus together in the wine. They didn't pour their jug of wine into a barrel, each one, because then it's a bona fide shtufim mevois. I have a barrel, a jug of wine, you have a jug of wine, and then we put it together into that shtufim mevois. But here, we bought a barrel b'shutfus, so ein breira means that we never find out who's donor. The fact is, we own it together. That's what Rav Lazar ben Tadoi said. If we own it together, that's not shtufim mevois. The concept of shtufim mevois is taking the yachid and bringing it together into a joint venture. Here it's a joint venture all along. That's the pshat here in ein breira. Rabbanan savri yesh breira. Now, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, Rav Lazar ben Tadoi Rabbanan b'soimchen al shittet b'akam erev kamiflagi demar sover ein soimchen umar sover soimchen. So, what this pshat is going to say is a whole new machloikis. And he's medayik the words in the Mishnah which said, Ein tzrichim la'arev. Before we said from the Miri that Ein tzrichim la'arev means you don't have to make a shtufim of voice. Rab Lazar ben Tadoi, according to this pshat, says no. Rab Yosef says in Rab Lazar ben Tadoi that Ein tzrichim la'arev means the following. Avad, Rab Lazar ben Tadoi is moed, if you have yayin and yayin, it's a good shtufim of voice. The question of our mission is it also a good Eruv Echatzeris? Does a shtufe mevoyos work for an Eruv Echatzeris? What he was arguing on the Chacham is you say that it's a good shtufe mevoyos, and not only is it a good shtufe mevoyos, it's also a good Eruv Echatzeris. I agree with you, it's a good shtufe mevoyos, but don't carry it over that you don't need an Eruv Echatzeris. This is a machloikis, and it's a machloikis we're going to see later in the Braisa between Rab Meir and the Rabbanan. This soimchen al shittiv makam erev, kamiflagi, demar sover, ain't soimchen, demar sover soimchen. What does this mean? Can I, so Rashi explains, there's two machloikis in this one machloikis. The one machloikis is shittiv good instead of an erev means, can I use a shittiv, as the Goyin Yaakov explains, once I have a shtufim of voice, I not only consider the chatserim connected in the mavui, but I also consider the bottom connected into the chatseris. I consider everything connected. So the one man the Yerma says, if you have a shittiv, you don't need an eruv of chatseris. You can carry from your house into the chatser, because you already have a shtufim of voice. You don't need an eruv of chatseris. Mashenkin, the other man the Yerma says, no, that you cannot substitute a shittiv instead of an eruv of chatseris. You must have your Eruv Chatzeris. There's another machlokes, the opposite. If you have an Eruv Chatzeris, is that good enough that you don't need a shtufim of voice? So here we have to explain. Of course, if you have a regular Eruv Chatzeris, it doesn't help for the Mavi. It means, as Rashi explains, if you have an Eruv Chatzeris not only from your house into the Chatzer, but you have an Eruv Chatzeris to connect three Chatzerim with doors between them, all of the three that you can carry from one Chatzer to the other, do you need then a shtufim of voice or not? So Rab Meir is of the opinion that you do need it, and the Rabbanan say you don't. So that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. You ask me a kasha of yain b'yain. How can Rab Elazar ben Tudoi say that you still need a shtufim of voice? He's mighty, you don't need a shtufim of voice, but he says don't get carried away. And a ruva chatzeris you still need. The mar sover ain't some mar sover some. I'm Rabbi Yosef. No, I'm in a law. How do I know that this is the pshat in Rab Elazar ben Tudoi? The Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav. He Rav Paskin halachik Rab Meir in the machlokes later, which we're going to have in a few lines between Rabban and Rab Meir. Paskin Rab Meir, as Rashi says, the ain't soim chenal shit of makom erev. The Amar Rav Brun Amar Rav. The Rav again said halachik Rab Elazar ben Tudoi, that the halachik like Rab Elazar ben Tudoi in our Mishnah. Now the question is, how could he paskin like Yechidim? The answer is that it's not Yechidim. This is how the Rishonim explain this Gemara. My time alav mishum dechat tamahu. It's two tanoim who have one common denominator between them. That's the pshat of Rab Elazar ben Tudoi, exactly like Rab Meir. Because the shaila is, are you soymach on a shit of mevois and you don't need an eruv chatzeres? Or are you soymach on an eruv chatzeres between the chatzerim and you don't need a shit of mevois? That's the machloikis. So, you know how come we paskin Rav? Like these Yechidim, because they're not Yechidim. They're two, and the both of them have the same swara. So therefore, he paskin like Rab Meir, and he paskin like Rab Elazar ben Tudoi. Frey the Gemara of Ichat time, if it's taka one reason in the Machloik, is tar to Hilchus Lomli, why did Rav have to paskin it twice? He could have paskin it once, and I'd learned one from the other. Hakamash melon doy avdinen ketrei chumri be'ervin. You don't do two chumris by ervin. What does it mean? So Rashi explains that actually over here there are two chumras that are involved. Why? One is wine and one is bread. In other words, that not all, if you would tell it to me only from one mandi yomar, I would say you're making two chumras on me. What are the two chumras? First, you're telling me that you cannot use a shtufim of voice with wine for an eruv chatzeres. Then you're telling me you can't even use bread. If you told me only wine, I would say, you know why you can't use wine? Because wine is not good for an eruv chatzeres. What do you need normally for an eruv chatzeres? You need bread. So then I paskin that you can't use wine, you can't use shtufim mevois for eruv chatzeres. But if I use bread, I'm allowed to use bread for a shtufim mevois. So if I use bread, then I should be able to use it for a eruv chatzeres as well. And then you tell me a second chumra, no, you can't even use bread of shtufim mevois for an eruv chatzeres. That's two chumras. So if it would be in one mandi omar, if Rav would only say it once, I couldn't make both chumras dependent on one person. But now that you're telling me it's from two people, so I can be machmer like one person, and then I'm allowed to be machmer like another. But if it would be from one person, you can't make two chumras in Ervin from one person. Okay, let's just finish this Gemara. My Rab Meir, my Rabbanan. What is this machloikis between Rab Meir and Rabbanan? The sign we learned in Braisa. Ma'arv and Mechatzeres bepas. You use pas for a Ruv Chatzeres. Imratzul arv b'yayin ain ma'arv. And you cannot use wine for a Ruv Chatzeres. And Rashi explains, because the a Ruv Chatzeres is a dira. The main dira of a person is through bread. So you can only use bread and not wine. Mishtatvim b'mavi b'yayin. You could use wine by a mavi because they're the main thing that you're being matur are chatzeres. Chatzeros wine is good enough. V'imratz l'shtat v'pas v'shtat. If you want to use bread by a shtufim of voice, certainly it's good because pas is more chashiv than wine. And now says Rav Meir de Chiddush, ma'arvim b'chatzeros v'mishtatzim b'mavui shaloy l'shkoyach taris erev min atanaykis. They shouldn't forget. The children shouldn't forget. Shiyoyim Rav Asenu lo yirvu. Our fathers didn't make an erev. In other words, Rav Meir's opinion is you cannot use a shtuf of voice instead of an eruv chatzeros. And you cannot use an eruv chatzeres, which eruv chatzeres? Between the house, between the chatzerim, which have doors between each other, you cannot say that's a substitute for shtufim voice, because then the children will grow up. Our parents, they never made shtufim voice. I never saw such a thing. So therefore, in order not to forget, you have to do both. And eruv chatzeres is not yoytz shtufim voice is not yoytz eruv chatzeres. The chachamim or the chachamim disagree. Oy ma'arvin, oy mishtatvin. Either you can make a shtufim voice, and then you don't need even the basic eruv. This is the way Rashi learns from the house into the chatzar. You don't even need that, because the Goyen Yaakov explains that everything is considered like one. The mavui, the chatzeres, the button, they're all one, and therefore shtufim voice helps even for normal eruv chatzeres. And likewise, you could do eruv chatzeres, which means not the regular eruv chatzeres, but the additional eruv chatzeres between the chatzerim. If you do that, you do not need a shtufei mevois.